Here's the problem. In the course of a year, we've traveled all over the world, from Philadelphia to Peru, California to Cambodia. And as the Savvy Traveler staff gathered together to review all the places we've been, we got stuck wondering how we would ever cram a year's worth of journeys into one tiny hour. After a lot of thought, we decided to start off with some of the places we've actually stayed. So why not begin at the beginning, when Deborah Clark drove 600 miles into the desert to check out our very first accommodation, the Shady Dell RV Park in Bisbee, Arizona.
Hello, I hear you saying. All that way for a trailer park? No, not just any trailer park. This one has vintage Airstream trailers. You know, the ones that look like lunar equipment or giant silver bullets. At least, that was what I thought.
In our whole lineup, there's only one Airstream. And when we first became interested in trailers, we thought any aluminum trailer was an Airstream.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And well, that's what we thought too. And then after quite a bit of research and really getting into it, we found out that there were hundreds of trailer manufacturers that have come and gone.
That's Rita Personette, as you can probably tell, a real stickler for detail. She and partner Ed Smith began renting their collection of vintage trailers a couple of years back. Now they've got about seven, the most expensive runs, $45 a night. Inside our 1951 Spartanette, I see the lengths Ed and Rita have gone to maintain the feel of a forgotten era, down to the reproduction radios complete with hissy musical recordings. We munch cookies from the 1950s cookie jar, the cookies, by the way, are from the 90s, and mix Bloody Marys in the vintage cocktail shaker. A couple of Life magazines sit neatly on the table, both from 1950, back when the glossy was just 20 cents a pop. A blonde babe adorns the cover of one, New York's first lady, the other. In the kitchen, the beautiful, shiny Kenmore toaster actually works, so does the old Frigidaire GM super freezer, and in the morning, I wake up to a rather loud percolator.